This is uncut footage of the new Tesla full self-driving beta. To test it, I drove a Model 3, that I named Winter, up and down the famously dangerous Tail of the Dragon Highway. There's a main video about that you can watch here, and this is the real-time experience of what it was like so you can see for yourself. The Tesla is in full control of all driving functions. There is no human intervention.
Okay, here we go. Tail of the Dragon. So we're coming up to the official start. I'm going to put her in full self-driving beta mode, and I'm going to have my hands on the wheel, but I'm going to let the wheels slide through them so that you can see that it's really the Tesla doing it herself. All right, motorcycle high crash area. And this is the official start. Here we go. Ooh, boy. Forgot to tell her where we're actually going. Oops, that's not it. Never mind, I'm not going to try to do this now that I'm on the road. She actually seems just fine without knowing the exact endpoint. Alright, so far so good. Alright, just there on the turn, it looked like she was either touching or just over the double yellow. Yeah, same here. So when making left-hand turns, the Tesla's just too close to the line. I wish there was a way I could tell her, stay as close to the white line as possible, which she's doing now just fine on the right-hand turns. But on the left-hand turns, it's a little dicier. Though, yeah, see, like, this is bad. This is very across the double yellow line. So, the one thing that's very helpful, though, with the self-driving is it's actually easier to keep an eye out around some of these turns. Like, I can really look much further down the road than I could if I had to also be keeping my eyes fully on the turn ahead. So I am very alert for traffic coming the other way, and I'm able to look very far down the road on some of these turns to sections of the road that are through the trees up ahead. So yeah, left-hand turn over the double yellow that time. Felt a little close, but fine. Also, I'm not doing any of the speed adjusting around these turns, so she's deciding entirely how slow to take the corners. Oof. Too far over, Winter. Too far over. On a turn. So she does adjust a little bit when there's someone else coming around the turn, slower and more to the side, but I prefer that was done in advance, not just when there's traffic on the opposite side. This is a turn I'm very glad that I can really look further down the road and see if there's anyone coming, and there isn't. It's nice being in the Smoky Mountains when the leaves are turning. Okay, a bit hesitant on that turn. Again, touching or maybe over the yellow a little bit, but I could look for traffic further down the road. Cyclists. Whew. Again, a little close, but fine. I should say a little closer. I should say a little closer than maximum comfort. Fog. S4 service truck. Tight turn, but I've got a very clear view of the road coming around. Yeah, she could always hug the white line on left-hand turns like she does on right-hand turns. I would feel 90% less stress. All of the concern is just about the left-hand turns being too far on the left. But otherwise, she's doing such a good job. Photo guy. right, pedestrian crossing. Another tight turn, but I have a clear view. Whoa, that's not the best handling of that turn, but that's okay. But she did it. But traffic is clear. So she's just turning right because there's a cross street that in theory she could have gone down. Okay, and that's it. We're done. These are the entry signs along the other side. She did the whole road all by herself. Amazing. All right, let's just pull off ahead. Yeah, let's pull off ahead. Take a little break. Amazing. Amazing. Whew. Okay, here we go. Back down the tail. Autopilot engaged. Just the bell saying that she was briefly more than 5 miles over the speed limit as she was slowing down to 30. I'm gonna need my sunglasses this time. Not the best handling of that turn, and that's the one I think she had the trickiest time with on the way out as well. Whew. All right, that was a little closer than I'd like. On the way back, some of the visibility around turns is less good, so I feel like I'm on much higher alert on the way back. Oh, here's the photo guy again. Oh, snoozing on the job, dude. Okay, she slowed down for the car. That's one of those turns where the visibility for me was just acceptable, but I didn't love it. That's hilarious. She's stopping for the photographer. Amazing. I guess the presence of the truck threw her off. Winter, I didn't know you were a bit of a vain girl. The left turns on the drive back are definitely blinder than on the way out. Which makes her tendency like now to hug the double yellow more nerve-wracking. Squiggly bit. All right. That time she was well over the white line and was using the turnout around the corner. Boy, that was... Okay, that's about the closest I've come to disengaging. I think one more second on that turn, and I would have. My visibility was just too little, and she was too far over the double yellow. Like, from what I've seen before, if she does spot a car coming the other way, she adjusts her driving a bit, but still, that was right up to the very edge of my comfort level. Good, I can see this guy. It's fine. Showing up on the visualization. Was a little hairy. Not quite sure why that turn was tricky compared to others. Okay, there is a line of cars behind me. I'm just going to pull over. Whoa, it's a way longer line than I thought. Just for the record, they only just caught up with me. I wasn't trailing them the whole time. So I did have to turn off autopilot just to use the little turnout, but I'm not going to count that as the car disengaging. She's driving the speed limit. It's fine. I just didn't want to be a jerk and hold up the guys on the road behind me. Like there's one last really tight turn just up ahead. Yeah, here we go. Oof. All right. Oh, maybe one more. That was the penultimate turn. This is actually the last turn. The last U-turn. So I think, is that it? There we go. Okay, this is it. This is the start, this is the official start of the Dragon's Tail. Whoa, she did it again. On the way back, zero disengagements. I'm very impressed. I've been worried about doing this for 3 days. It's just, it's been really on my mind about if I should even try it, but Man, she handled it much better than I thought. I was really expecting to disengage within minutes of getting on this road, but I didn't have to. There we go. Deals Gap. We're back. Okay, well, one last crossing of the double yellow line. Yeah, no, this is terrible. Get back into the... Okay, there we go. One little moment of the worst driving on the whole highway just before we arrive, but... Yeah, this is interesting. It's very interesting. Like, obviously, the system is a very beta, but I didn't expect to be able to use it the whole length of the highway like that. Okay, autopilot's brought us to our destination. So, disengage. I'm gonna pop into the general store.